heavy things, or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life, come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend, January 10th and 11th in Pickens at the Market at the Mill Event Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. It's a Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens.
Walt Dibtula Road Rage. Okay, let me just talk for a minute about Dawson, all right? I don't know what to make of Mr. Dawson, okay? I think that during a game, he's pretty brilliant. He finds innovative ways to take advantage of the opponent. He probes opponents' weaknesses. I think he almost saves some things for later in games that he thinks are going to work. And there's a lot to like, about Shannon Dawson and the way he calls a game. There's also a massive issue. And the massive issue is he's a dope. He's a tinkerer. He has a Lane Kiffin element to him. He just can't help himself. He has to resort to trick plays. When you're the better team, you shouldn't be running any frigging trick plays. When you have somebody completely off balance, the last thing on earth you should be doing is running any trick plays. You also have to have some common sense about game score situation and the realization that you are in a national semifinal game. And there comes a time where you have to win the game. You have to make common sense decisions. Some of that has to do with your opponent. These things drove me absolutely crazy, Ramona, in the game, among others. There were others, but I'm going to give you two real examples in which I think where Miami nearly lost the football game. The first is right before the half. Miami has a 17-10 lead. They have full control of the game. They're getting the second half kickoff. They don't need to do anything. They get the ball back with a minute to go in the first half, around a minute, maybe just over a minute, I think, at their own 25-yard line. And the first thing that Dawson does is that he has Beck take a deep drop and look for a vertical shot. And that's the last thing you ought to be doing in that situation. He takes an 8-yard sack. Now you're at the 17-yard line. Ole Miss still has timeouts. They then use their timeouts. Miami runs it on consecutive plays because now they're going to be conservative, which they should have been on the first down play, and they punt. And right before half, you knew what was going to happen. This dude on the other side can kick field goals from like 80 yards. So he kicks a field goal, and now you're lead 17-13 before the half, and you've lost momentum and given it to them. At the very least, you should have gone to the half up 17-10 and been content with that. So on the first down play, you look for a drive starter, all right? In other words, a draw, a handoff, a quick screen of some sort. What you can't do is take a sack. You can't have any deep drop looking for a vertical shot in which you take a sack. You just cannot do that. You have to go forward that-a-way. You know, that-a-way. You cannot go backwards in that situation. And I hated that first down call. Hated it. I just thought it was just ridiculous. It was just so stupid. So instead of having all the momentum and going a half 17-10 or better, again, you're looking for a drive starter from the 25-yard line, not a play where the quarterback holds the ball to let vertical routes develop. Something either that comes out of his hand immediately, a wide receiver screen to Tony, or a draw or something. A drive starter. A screen of some, a drive starter. Not that. Not that. I also think it would have been completely okay to just run it up the middle. And they'd been running the ball at will. There were a lot of second and fours in the game. You know, take that six. Take that six. You get that six, and then the other side doesn't want to call any timeout. You know, just go that away instead of going backwards. So I hated that. But that's not the thing I hated the most. What I hated the most was this. I don't remember. One of you Miami fans know exactly when this was. I don't remember. And I want to make sure. I want to see if you can connect the dots for me, too, because of my memory of what followed. All right. But I want to say third quarter. Miami was driving the ball every single time they had it. Virtually every time they had it. They were going on these long drives. So Miami goes on another long drive, Ramona, right? And I think they have a fourth and two, okay? And the fourth and twos, Ole Miss was just at their mercy. They did the rugby scrum thing every time, and there's nothing Ole Miss can do about it. So they do the rugby scrum thing, which is everybody pushing the running back, okay? Fletcher.
That.
Say again?
Where they shove everybody.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
And they go like 15 yards. And now Miami has a first down, 15, 20 yards on the fourth and two. Now Miami has a first down, Ramona, on the Ole Miss 30 or so. And when you look to the sideline, Mario Cristobal is running down the sideline, pumping his fists. This is the greatest thing ever to him. He's an ex-offensive lineman. He coaches offensive line. For him, picking up 15, 20 yards on a fourth and two is the greatest thing of all time. Watching his team carry his running back for 15, 20 yards and play with that physicality, that's exactly how he wants to win. And so he's all jacked up about that. It's exactly what they want to do. And Miami is dominating them physically. Ole Miss doesn't have an answer. Miami's throwing it successfully. They're running it successfully. A couple people on Twitter got it twisted, I think, when they said, well, I don't think Miami should be throwing it. Sure, they should have been throwing. They should have been running and throwing, like just like they were doing. And Ole Miss had no answer for any of this. So, Ramona, now I have a first down at the 30, okay? The other team is on their heels. They are getting physically dominated. Ole Miss is getting physically just punked on defense. And Miami just running it down their throat, ask them how they like it. So I got a first down from the 30-yard line. What do I do? What's the play call? All you people out there, what's the play call? The play call is you hand it to Fletcher up the A-gap, and you're in second and three from their 23-yard line, and they are begging for mercy, right? I mean, a call that any 8-year-old from Idaho could have made, that's what you're doing. That's not what Dawson does. Dawson tries to run some flea flicker bull crap and winds up with a major loss and a grounding, I think, of the play and everything else. And now you're out at the 42-yard line and the whole drive is killed. Eventually, I think that's the drive that winds up in the Beck interception, so you don't even get a field goal out of it, I think. But regardless, Miami was down there enough times that some of the details on the later elements of those drives – you can get confusing, but because they were down there repeatedly and every time they seemed to self-destruct. There were numerous times they jumped. Cooper, the right guard, jumped multiple times when they got to the 30-yard line. You just can't have that. You got to hold your water. You just cannot have that. And so they did this kind of thing repeatedly. But the Dawson, listen, you go back to the A&M game, and Dawson nearly cost them the A&M game with his tricks. Tricks are for kids, Dawson. You're the better team. You know, if you wind up playing Indiana or Oregon, then maybe I can see a place or two where you try a trick, because maybe you're not the better team. But against those teams, you're the better team, and you should not be trying any stupid tricks. And in every case, in the A&M game, in every case in the game against Ole Miss, all of those tricks backfired on him, every single one, and really cost Miami. If Dawson just plays straight-up football with no tricks last night, if he's smart before the half, Miami wins the game by 17 points, whether they drop the interceptions or not. Whether they drop four interceptions or not. All Dawson has to do is be smart. Stay smart. Again, he's an innovative guy in terms of how he calls a game. But the tricks have to stop. They badly hurt Miami against A&M. They once again badly hurt Miami last night against Ole Miss, and he nearly cost them the game. I was envisioning this, Ramona, that had Ole Miss won that game, I was envisioning Mario Cristobal beating the living crap out of him right on the sideline, because I just don't know how Cristobal could have lived with the tricks. I mean, Cristobal is a conservative guy by nature. He has to sort of live with the passing game style that they employ. But he doesn't have to live with the stupid tricks against a lesser opponent. And make no mistake about it, Ole Miss, a far lesser opponent than Miami was. Like I said, those two teams played 10 times. Miami's winning 9 of them. And maybe all 10. So you forget the tricks. The opponent, Ole Miss, was completely bamboozled and off balance by what Miami was doing, by Dawson's regular offense, by the running, by the quick passing game. They had no answer for any of that. So you don't need to resort to any tricks at all. You're moving forward. And again, what was so frustrating about the first down play there was that you had just gained 15, 18 yards on a rugby scrum, and Cristobal was celebrating that on the sideline, and you were dominating them physically, and that was the best example of it. And Miami was, or Ole Miss was on their heels, and they were physically hurting at that point, and you took your foot off the gas. The play was an A-gap run to Fletcher. Let your offensive line and your 230-pound back eat on the next play. That's common sense. Common frigging sense has to govern some of this. And I really thought that Dawson, for all of his inspiration, nearly cost his team the game last night. And he nearly did the same thing against A&M. You know, this next game is a different animal. And you are going to have to run a trick play or two. Maybe. We'll see. But you certainly didn't need to against A&M because you were the better team. And you certainly didn't need to against Ole Miss because you were the better team. And that should not have been a competitive game. And I blame Dawson. I think more than anything else, again, I thought Miami did not play a disciplined game last night. They took a lot of penalties they should not have taken. Most of those were legitimate penalties. Most of those were just things you can't have. But and obviously they dropped four interceptions, any one of which could have ended the game. But the thing that bothered me was the Dawson trick stuff and Dawson at the end of the first half, because there's just no reason for it. And that's the thing that bothered me the most. Again, I've watched every bowl game. And the amount of trick plays that have worked versus the amount that have failed is astronomically in favor of the fail category. Like, off the top of my head, I only remember two that worked.
I know you don't like trick plays.
Again, look, okay, if you're the lesser team, okay, then I don't mind you trying trick plays, all right? If you're the lesser team. In other words, but what was established right from the beginning is Miami was the better team. And so the better team, the more physical team, has no reason on God's green earth to be employing tricks. Tricks would have been for the Ole Miss side, the upstart side, the lesser side, the less physical side. That's who the tricks should be for. Tricks should never be for the more physical, better team. Never. It's just stupid. And it was really stupid last night. And again, Dawson, for all of his play calling inspiration, and I think he's good at his job, he has got to stop the madness. Because again, Miami could have easily been eliminated against A&M because of it. They could have easily been eliminated last night because of it. And almost were. And other than that, it's not a game. If Dawson does not have the three mental meltdowns he has last night, then Miami wins the game by at least 17 points. Just with that. And exerts more physical control over the game. You gave Ole Miss a chance to get their sea legs back. You could have battered them and ended them. Let me tell you about Ortho Laser. You could have forced them all to go to Ortho Laser. You could have battered them. 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Short drive from anywhere in the upstate. 864-327-8001. That's the number to call to end your pain. 864-327-8001. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. The website is recoverwithlight.com. This is the website to end your pain. Recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, and accelerating hearing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatment suitable for chronic pain like arthritis, injuries like acute pain, sprains, etc. Post-surgical recovery to speed healing and reduce swelling. Flexible treatment schedule. Sessions typically over several weeks, depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. That's you saying it, not me. So check it out. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for many patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also have a flexible payment option program called SunBet. And though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost very reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. So whether it's knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain, regardless of how it starts, book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Their 6-visit package is under $500. Recoverwithlight.com. Recoverwithlight.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy. on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
But if you ever go back in the woody small way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die to cry. Things that crawl and things that fly, things creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around, but I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself and I couldn't conceive it.
I see, so you misinterpreted my hand signal.
Yeah,
I wasn't quite done with Charlie yet. Yeah. Willie Swamp. Little Willie Swamp. You know, it's looking like a little Willie Swamp out there right now, Ramona. It's been sort of raining all day. Jason in Columbia and then Seminole Dead. Jason, good to have you as always.
Hey, Walt. Hey, I hope Seminole Ted isn't following up with slander. My guy, Mike McDaniel. I love Mike McDaniel, man. Obviously, he's part of the Shanahan tree. Yeah. Was it Ted that was calling up about the third quarter adjustment?
Yes. That all happened because Greer is responsible for all the third quarter adjustments. He adjusted the talent right off the roster, and therefore by the third quarter you can't play anymore. But yeah, I think McDaniel is actually a brilliant offensive mind, and I'll be shocked if he doesn't land somewhere quickly.
Yeah, I just think he's a cool guy. And I mean, you know, if you've ever read the backstory of his career and how it got started, I mean, it's just a really cool story. Anyway, I'll move on that. Hopefully he does well. I like the idea that someone threw out yesterday about if you get Harbaugh in Atlanta with him as the OC, or isn't Dan Campbell going after him for OC? I mean, that would make sense too.
Nice, yeah, that would make sense too. Yeah, a lot of sense.
You know, it is crazy, man. When I was watching the game and I was wanting Miami to win, and I just, had a lot of the same reactions you did. I just sit there and it's like Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Right. When they do the right. trick plays. It's just, I don't know. I just, these coaches can't help themselves. And it's just so frustrating because in the case of Dawson, like so many times when you see an ill-timed trick play, you have the decided advantage at the line of scrimmage, which most coordinators dream of.
Right.
You have a running back that's really good and rarely goes down on the first hit. And you've got a dynamic freshman wide receiver and some other good guys.
And a veteran quarterback.
Playing fine. Yeah, exactly.
And who's playing well. And a veteran quarterback who's playing well. Therefore, no tricks. No tricks.
You don't punch down.
Right. I mean, the part that was just so telling, Jason, was it was after the scrum. And Cristobal is running down the sideline. This is the great, this is like his most excited moment of the whole year. It's what he dreams of. His offensive line, his big 230-pound back, bullying the other team for 15 yards on fourth and short. And he's running down the field, pumping his arm and everything else. And then the next play, Dawson does that. The very next friggin' play. I mean, come on, man.
You know, I got to say, I did get a chuckle, too, when Robert called up, and his first thing about Beck was, did we see some cracks in Carson Beck's game?
Yeah.
I mean, Carson Beck just had the finest moment of his entire football career in front of the whole world. I mean, Robert, a tough crowd. Man. It sounds like my wife anytime I do something good. And just, did I see some cracks in your game? You know, you just can't please everybody, I guess. That's but, right. No, I – You know, that final touchdown he scored, I mean, what the way it all turned out, I mean, the motion where basically all of the bunch receivers ran towards the right, and then the offensive line just pretty much mauled most of, there was one guy that got some pressure and forced him to step up into, and then that lane just opens up and it was just perfect. I mean, it's like, I don't know if Dawson knew, obviously, it was going to turn out that way. It didn't look like it was supposed to be just a QB draw off the jump, you know. But the way it wound up with them following all the receivers to the right, what a sequence there. But I just, I mean, I was so impressed with the way that the line of scrimmage, at least on the offense. Now, Miami's defensive line did not die. And I know part of that was because of injury. You know, they didn't get after Chambliss quite as much as I thought, although – the fact that Chambliss threw, I mean, four interceptable balls. I really thought that Miami was about to lose a game. Could you imagine losing a game, your most important game in the last 20 years to go to the national title game because your defense dropped four gimmies?
Yes, I mean, it's hard to believe.
It was amazing.
And two of those could have been pick sixes. You know, we'll never quite know, but two of them might have been pick sixes. And those dropped interceptions occurred in a relatively short period of the game, it seemed. They had opportunities to end it that way. But just regular football from Dawson, who again is, I appreciate the way he calls a game. I think he's a bright guy. Yeah. But you have to. There has to be. It's almost like most of these teams, Jason, need a common sense coach. You know, to just bat them in the back of the head.
I said that for years, common sense coordinator.
Right, common sense coordinator.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, I go back to the story of when C.J. Spiller was a senior for Dabo and his first full season as head coach, and Dabo gave the job to one of his young sons who walked around with a pad marking how many touches C.J. got.
Yep.
It can be something as simple as that to help some of these coaches. So, you know, we certainly used that last couple of years with some of the running back rotations and carries here. Hey, it was interesting. You see where Garrett Riley apparently is going back to Eli Drinkwitz. I know they worked together in the past.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, he's going out to Missouri.
Well.
So he's going to be some kind of offensive analyst Simmons. Or assistant there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously he and – I think they had that past going back to App State.
Yeah.
I think he was the running backs coach for Eli when he was at App State. So I hope it works out well for him. I like Garrett Riley. I think he's a good dude.
Yeah, I do too. I think he'll find his way. I do. I think that you will see his ascent again.
Yeah. Well, last one here, because I know we got some other people online, but I was just going to ask you, Well, I got like, I'm giving my Niners 25% chance to win. Is that too high or too low? Because I just got a bad feeling going into Philly with the lines of scrimmage as they are and the defense, obviously.
So is Trent out?
He did practice yesterday, so they haven't said for sure, but he did practice yesterday. So I think he's trending towards playing, but they haven't made the announcement on him or Pearsall.
Yeah, well, those are two really key pieces that I think you're going to need in order to be able to pull the upset. I do think Philly's very vulnerable. I think they've been vulnerable all year. Now, again, I don't know about the traveling. I don't know about the weather. I don't know about there are elements that don't seem to favor San Francisco on paper. But I don't even think the Eagles like each other. And if that gets pushed to the test in a playoff game, I think they could be ready to go golfing themselves or whatever people in Philadelphia do at this time of year. I think they could be ready for that. Ice hockey, whatever. I think they could be ready for that. I think you have a shot, a pretty good shot. So I'm going to say that your number is low.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it just looks – I just checked, and it's, Trent Williams is back out at practice today. Pearsall is not on the field. This was as of 2 hours ago, and as of 40 minutes ago, both were listed as questionable. So I think if Trent's out, we got zero shot.
Yeah.
But that's how important he is to the line.
Yeah, honestly, in the time frame of his career, he has been the most dominant offensive lineman in the National Football League, period.
Yeah, to watch a man his size, the way he can get out and run.
Just a sane,
and there was that famous
athlete.
Clip. Do you remember the clip from years ago when the Niners played the Browns and they got into a scuffle on the sideline and they kind of jumped in Debo and Ayuk's face, and out of nowhere comes Trent Williams.
Yep.
And I mean, it was like clearing the room. Nobody wanted that smoke when the big guy showed up.
Hey, Jason, by the way, that the Shane protesting against the media room construction was the Missouri game.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening yesterday. I said, dang it. Now, he spazzed out a couple of times. The thing he did in Arkansas after Rocket Sanders ran all over him, somebody asked him about, that was the game where they asked him about the linebacker for Arkansas.
Okay.
And he got real uppity and he said, well, it's not like I evaluated the linebacker play during the game. And then he started doing that twitch left to right, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
One of my buddies said it's like he does echolocation, like a bat or an owl, and he tilts his head side to side. So that was the Arkansas game, but you're right about the Como game.
Oh, watch it. I honestly think that's the worst moment of his career. I mean, you just got embarrassed on the football field, and all you should be talking about is that and crediting Missouri.
He had the chain gang, too. Was that the opener that he lost? It's in North Carolina, maybe, or who do they lose? They lost to an ACC team in an opener, I believe, like in the Panther Stadium, and he complained about the chain gang at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awful look.
He said they were eating hot dogs. The chain gang was eating hot dogs at halftime, and somehow that affected the outcome of the game. So he's a special one, that crying Shane.
You know how people talk about living rent free in your mind. I think Shane lives a little rent free in your mind, Jason.
Or maybe vice versa. You know he loves to check in on the media, so he might be listening right now, Walt.
All right, Jason. Good talking to you as always. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
7-0 Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
I'm doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, and for the record, I do believe that Chris Greer was the biggest problem in Miami.
Yeah.
Hands down. I like the Sullivan hire.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
You know, funny thought, had Baltimore won that game, it might have been Mike Tomlin that got shown the door.
That's an interesting point.
And it's not guaranteed that he survives. If they lose badly, he could still get the axe.
Yeah.
Because, Pittsburgh fans are not happy with him in the last 5 years. It's They consider it mediocre football. That's a proud franchise right there, Walt.
And quite honestly,
a very proud franchise.
Yeah, and quite honestly, Aaron Rodgers against that Houston defense does not add up well for Pittsburgh.
I don't disagree with you. Now, with do you think there's a chance that LaFleur is out at Green Bay if they don't play well?
I think given the nature of firings, both collegially and professionally, all things are possible. And there's been a lot of speculation about that as well. Personally, I think LaFleur is a pretty good coach, and I would be hesitant to move on from him if I was Green Bay. But, yeah, I don't think anything's a given anymore, Ted. It would not shock me at all.
Well, you know, they say common sense is not an herb that grows in everybody's garden.
Yeah.
And I think that with this day and age, especially of social media, it's nonstop. You know, people can berate an organization nonstop. And, yeah. and you get that echo chamber going, and they see a lot of displeased fans and people stop showing up at games, which is not going to happen in Green Bay. But, you know, when that happens, you know, people do things sooner than they may have done 20 years ago. So, you know, we're win now society.
It's an interesting point, Ted. In other words, with the advent of social media and with the continued growth of social media, there is potentially more and more pressure put on all these coaches and organizations to win now. And maybe that hastens and speeds the whole process. You may have something there. I mean, you know, it used to be that fans didn't have a way to voice their anger like they do now. And so there may be something to that.
Last one, and I'll take it off the air. Give me your top two or three people that you think could land that Miami job and would be a good fit. And I'll take it off the air. Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ted. Hey, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with me and want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has some strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. Trust me, I have been through this. Brian Franklin saved my home, my property, everything, because had we not taken out the trees at the end of my woods that were all, you know, seeking sun and leaning towards my home 100% would have been crushed in Helene. It's not even arguable because my entire woods got wiped out in that storm. And the areas that got wiped out were the protected areas. So the trees that at the outside were definitely going to fall. You may just have one. I don't know. All I know is, you know, sometimes we think we can't afford to do something now. There are things you can't afford not to do. Franklin Tree Service, their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. And by the way, Brian's going to give you advice. In other words, when you call him and if he comes out to assess your situation and he does not think that tree is a danger to you, that's what he's going to tell you. He's never going to tell you a tree is a danger to you that isn't. He just won't. I had a couple more that concerned me, and he said, no, you don't need to remove those. That's who he is. Trust me when I tell you. He's a good guy. He does it all. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work, you know, and based on your needs, I mean, he can come with an army. I've seen the full army, all right? I mean, it's amazing. Call Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. I'm coming to you. Brett, you're up first.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance, and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Your family will delight in their locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the party.
Walt Dip, Tula Roadways, we are back. Yeah, I'm relating. This is just another thing. The ICE has released the footage, the video of this woman out in Minnesota, and you can see she 100% drove the vehicle right at him. She taunted, drove the vehicle right at him, and that's she did not follow any commands. So cry me a frickin' river. Lots to get to. We haven't got to the game yet tonight. We will get to that as well. Oregon now has some running back injury issues. I don't know how they've come up with multiple running back injury issues. I don't really trust what Oregon says, so I'll be interested to see. But allegedly they're down to RB3, who's a freshman. So, you know, now I'll just give you a basic. My dilemma in this game, before we knew about the alleged Oregon running back injuries, and maybe they're legitimate. Noah Whittington is listed as, I guess, questionable. I'm guessing dude plays. I'm coming to you on the phone lines. Well, I'm guessing he plays. Davidson is allegedly out, so you're down to a freshman in De'Aaron Hill. If Whittington can't go, my guess is Whittington goes. I would be sort of surprised if he didn't. And you know, and I'll just tell you this from a talent standpoint. Okay, strictly talent. Of the four final teams, the most talented team is Oregon. And I don't even think it's that close. I also think the team that's paid way more money to assemble their roster than anybody else. But I think when you look at dudes across the board, I think Oregon actually has more talent than anyone else. I picked Indiana in this game in part because they just don't beat themselves. They have an assassin's mentality. And I trust them. Whereas I don't trust Dan Lanning. I think Dan Lanning coaches a little like Lane Kiffin does. I think he chases. I think he takes bad chances. I think he makes ridiculous decisions. Now, maybe he thinks he just has the more talented team all the time and that it's beneficial to go on every fourth down. But it's not. There are times you just have to make smart football decisions to win the game at hand, considering the respect you have for your opponent. And I don't sense that from Lanning. I sense the opposite. I thought that they should have been able to exert better control of that game over Texas Tech, given the way their defense was playing. But I thought Lanning kept making mistakes. Punt is not a four-letter word. And I expect he'll make a mistake or two tonight. I just think that's what he's prone to do. And like Kiffin, I think he'll do that. And I think that'll give the game to Indiana, whether Whittington plays or whether he doesn't play. Let me get to Brett. He's been hanging on for a long time. Brett, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, Walt, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome in. Today? Welcome in, Brett. Thank you for getting in.
Well, first of all, I'm a Georgia fan. I'd love to say, hey, Carson Beck, go be great. Good luck.
That's
hope
awesome.
He does great in the national title game.
That's awesome. Well done, Brett.
And to my Georgia fans, I'd love to say, hey, I was there when we lost to Vanderbilt in homecoming in the rain. Be glad we're where we're at right now. You can't win them all. But we've got a young team, and we'll grow. But one thing I want to ask you, Walt, is...
Let me ask you something, Brett. I saw an article today, and it was from a Georgia site, and I apologize. I don't remember the site. I saw it right before I left my home. But But the article was sort of, it was quoting Kirby, and it was sort of suggesting, you know, Kirby's talking about relationship building, and that's how he wants to build a roster. But the article was suggesting that Georgia can't compete with the other elite teams in the country from an NIL standpoint. Have you heard that conversation in Georgia's circles? Have you seen that anywhere else?
So I hear people, I personally think Kirby's more selective about who he gets.
Right.
Getting a great safety from Clemson, as you know.
Yeah.
Right, Dale can.
Khalil Barnes.
You know, you got Delta, you got Coke, you've got all kind of NIL money. I've heard that they're going to spend the money this year.
Okay.
We'll see if that happens. I think Kirby likes doing it old school and trying to build. He had the youngest roster in the country this year, and of the teams in the playoff, he had the most recruited players, and at least from the NIL.
Right.
I think that's the way he prefers to do it.
You know, Brett, a couple things on it.
Change.
He warned before the year that he felt his team lacked depth. He talked about that element before the year. And I think he knew that this was not any classic Georgia team of the type that won national titles, because he took way more risks and chances this year than he ever had before.
And I think a lot of people miss the fact that even not having a depth in the young team, if you look at the growth from the Alabama game to the last game, even that defense grew, the offense spit and sputtered. Sometimes a lot of injuries. I mean, I think that game may go a little different if we've got Drew Bobo as center.
Right.
We probably don't snap the ball on fourth down when we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm really positive about the future, especially him going in the portal. But like I said, you got to look at the growth. Keeping a lot of those young players, they're going to be a pretty good defense next year and a pretty good offense. And Beck, he's a winner. He's got growing to do, but he's
Stockton. You mean
he's definitely or Stockton? Sorry, Beck. Beck's a winner too. Definitely, you can see that as well.
Yeah,
but Stockton. Yeah, you look at Stockton. I mean, that kid, he plays as tough as anybody.
Yeah, look, I thought he played well against Ole Miss. The only problem is the other guy put up 400 yards. You know, but I mean,
what do you do about a guy like Chambliss going off and having you know, a game like that? You can't stop that some days, and I really think Beck probably could have had a concussion possibly after that big hit. You know, he didn't play quite like himself, I didn't think, at the end of the game. We were missing Frazier.
Oh, he took some vicious hits. I mean,
that was how that's not targeting.
I agree with that. There was another call in that game that Georgia fans were complaining about. I think they're complaining about the wrong one. I thought the hit on Stockton was clearly targeting.
Yeah, I mean, you got launch.
It was a launch. 100% it was a launch. It was like a Superman launch.
Yeah, you got a player.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're supposed to – I thought they were supposed to be protecting quarterbacks and wide receivers. So I don't know where you get, you know, how you don't get that. It doesn't change the outcome by any means, other than they're missing a safety because he goes in and scores the next play. But, I'm real excited about the potential for Georgia. I'm real excited about what they're doing in a portal. One question I have for you, Walt, though, and I just listened last night. You know, the NCAA went to 115 scholarships, allowing.
Yep.
I'm not sure exactly when they did, and the SEC still stuck at 85. Do you think that's going to? How do you think that's going to affect them?
That's a good question. I mean, and I think the league is already having problems. I think it's clear now, and I think it's the NIL being spread out, and the defensive front sevens in the SEC just aren't what they used to be. And I think we've seen the league exposed, and Kirby talked about, you know, the lack of depth before the year. So, Brad, it's a good question. I don't know. I got to think about that. Hey, Brad, good speaking to you. Call more often. Let me run. It's an excellent call. It's a good job.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you. Ramona's giving me the bat signal. Michael, don't go anywhere, Michael. I'm going to take you when we get back because I'd be cutting you short. We have miles to go. We have to cover Indiana, Oregon, everything that's likely to happen in that game. We have Clemson, Notre Dame. I have watched More film on Notre Dame. I will give you the full film study analysis on Notre Dame as Clemson prepares to go on the road in a place that's been a little bit difficult for the Tigers. We'll talk about all that and more in the remaining hour of the show. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about Underdog. Football playoffs are here. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. And for Wild Card Weekend, Underdog's adding a gimme pick on a quarterback of your choice from any of the Wild Card games to get started. So you have to take advantage of that. I have not done that as yet. I will be. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick if your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I gave you two live Underdog plays yesterday. One was for the bowl game, playoff game last night. And I should have hit that play. I mean, two of the legs I hit easily. I missed the third on a fluke, but I also gave you an NFL play, my first on the playoffs. I will have many more. But that play involved I had four or five plays on the Rams, including most of those numbers to go over. I took Stafford to go higher. I took Stafford to go higher. I took Pacua to go higher. I think he was at 91. I took Williams to go higher. He was like at 65. Stafford was like 262 or something. I took him to go higher. What else did I take? I took a tackle number defensively. Who did I take? And then some other pick from some other team, but I don't remember what it was. But I gave you that play yesterday, so you should have that. But I'm in on that, and I'll be in on a lot more for the NFL playoffs. There's nothing like it. Underdog is the place to be on all the action. Trust me when I tell you, you will want to get in for Wild Card Weekend. Great opportunities, bonus. You get the gimme pick on the quarterback of your choice from any of the wildcard games. You can mix and match. It's awesome. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/explain. Get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free.